Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon again. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Well, support's coming in from around the nation for a North Andover High School student who was punished for picking up an intoxicated friend from a party. North Andover senior Erin Cox says her friend called for a ride, and when Cox got to the party, police showed up. Even though a police officer acknowledges in court that Cox was not intoxicated, school administrators stripped her of her captaincy of the volleyball team and suspended her for 5 games. School officials have declined to comment, except to say that they're following the rules of the MIAA, or Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. So, we contacted association spokesman Paul Wetzel to ask what exactly the rules are.
Under our rules, if a possible violation of this or any other rule comes to the attention of a principal, he or she is required to investigate the situation, determine if a violation took place, and if it did, assess the penalty. Now, an important part of our rule is that it does not call for guilt by association. It's possible for a principal to investigate, and especially at party situations it comes into play, and determine that a particular student or several students were there but were not partaking of alcohol, and so they wouldn't be assessed a penalty. In this case, the penalty would be suspension from 25% of the season, which in volleyball would be 5 games.
North Andover High School has actually expanded that minimum rule and has said that a student could be punished for guilt by association. Does the school have the authority to do that?
Well, it certainly does. Under all of our rules are said to be minimum standards, and any school district is quite capable and able to impose stricter standards.
So in this particular case in North Andover, where the student also lost the captaincy of the volleyball team, the school's allowed to do that as well?
Well, they certainly are. We don't address in our rules that I'm aware of being the captain or a particular leadership position in the school. In the case of alcohol, there's quite a few towns with a zero tolerance policy, and that would certainly supersede anything we have.
And what's the student's right in that particular case? Is there a hearing, or what protects the student here?
Well, the MIA calls for the principal to conduct an investigation, and that does include any student accused of being in violation of one of our policies to be interviewed along with a parent.
The superintendent has said that the school was simply applying, really, the MIAA rules pertaining to students and alcohol. And, in fact, I'm going to read part of the statement. Quote, "To be clear, the MIAA's and by extension North Andover High School's chemical health rule prohibits student athletes from possessing alcohol in addition to prohibiting its use, consumption, or distribution."
That statement refers to possession of alcohol. And our rule does prohibit possession of alcohol, but there are privacy rules, too, and that's a problem for everybody because they're not required to tell the MIA or anyone else exact what they learned from their investigation, but they have imposed the penalty.
Because of what you've heard about this case at this point, it's gone to court. The police officer attested to her sobriety, and so she's saying, "I picked up a friend who called me because the friend was too intoxicated to drive." Are you surprised that the rules have been interpreted like this for this particular case?
Well, I'm not surprised or not surprised. Either way, I have no judgment on that. I have no knowledge of the private facts of the case. I think we can look carefully at what's been said. Our rule refers to possession or use of alcohol. Apparently, the police comment refers to sobriety, which are two different things.
So the association then just stands behind what the administrators decide in instances like this?
Well, what we do is we ask the principal to investigate the case and to determine if a penalty is warranted. In this case, the principal has done that, has determined that the rule was violated, and has imposed the penalty. That's their prerogative, and that's where it ends.
Paul Wetzel, spokesperson for the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome.